Ock hits back at Pelosi for knocking vote against border bill. By Amy Furr on July 7, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, took to Twitter Saturday night after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized her for voting against a $4.6 billion border bill signed by the president on Monday. "All these people have their public whatever in their Twitter world. But they didn't have any following. They're four people and that's how many votes they got," Pelosi said in an interview with the New York Times, referencing Ocasio-Cortez and her fellow progressive congresswomen. Ocasio-Cortez replied to the tweet that quoted Pelosi, lambasting her comments. "That public whatever is called public sentiment," she wrote. "And wielding the power to shift it is how we actually achieve meaningful change in this country." The bill that was recently passed by Congress, and additionally approved by moderate Democrats, would meet humanitarian needs at the southern border. Ocasio-Cortez has been vocal about the issue, calling border facilities housing migrant children concentration camps. And for the shrieking Republicans who don't know the difference, concentration camps are not the same as death camps. Concentration camps are considered by experts as the mass detention of civilians without trial. "And that's exactly what this administration is doing," she tweeted in June. This is not the first time Ocasio-Cortez and Pelosi have butted heads over funds to remedy the issues at the border. In June, Pelosi stated that she intended to have the House pass a bipartisan border funding bill and was again met with criticism from the freshman congresswoman. "Under no circumstances should the House vote for a McConnell-only bill with no negotiation with Democrats. Hell no," Ocasio-Cortez wrote in a tweet. "That's an abdication of power we should refuse to accept. They will keep hurting kids if we do," she continued. Ocasio-Cortez continued sharply criticizing Pelosi in another tweet on Saturday evening, questioning why lawmakers do not utilize social media more to influence the public. "I find it strange when members act as though social media isn't important. They set millions of dollars on fire to run TV ads so people can see their message," she wrote. "I haven't dialed for dollars once this year, and have more time to do my actual job. Yet we'd rather campaign like it's 2008.